This is Akashvani, the news read by Nina Rakel. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has emphasized that the festive season is also a time to reaffirm the mantra of Swadeshi. After laying the foundation stone and inaugurating development works at Dhar in Madhya Pradesh yesterday, Mr. Modi urged citizens to ensure that whatever they buy or sell is made in India. Recalling Mahatma Gandhi's use of Swadeshi as a tool for independence, he said that it must now become the foundation of a developed India.
ये समय त्योहारों का समय है और इस समय आपको स्वदेशी का मंत्र भी लगातार दोहराना है, अपने जीवन में उतारना है। मेरी आप सबसे करबद्ध प्रार्थना है, 140 करोड़ देशवासियों से मेरी प्रार्थना है, आप जो भी खरीदें वो देश में ही बना होना चाहिए। महात्मा गांधी ने स्वदेशी को आजादी का माध्यम बनाया था, अब हमें स्वदेशी को विकसित भारत की नींव बनाना है।
The Ministry of External Affairs of today said it will study the implications of the Strategic Mutual Defense Pact between Saudi Arabia and Pakistan for India's national security as well as for regional and global stability. In response to media queries on reports of the signing of the pact between Saudi Arabia and Pakistan, Ministry spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal said government remains committed to protecting India's national interests and ensuring comprehensive national security in all domains. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh will inaugurate the two-day National Conference Manthan 2025 in New Delhi today. The conference is being organised by the Directorate General of Defence Estates on the central theme of the Strategic Roadmap to Viksit Bharat at 2047. It will focus on the evolving role of the Defence Estates Department in reimagining defence land management, leveraging advanced digital tools and technologies, and strengthening governance frameworks and sustainability. Senior BJP leader and Union Home Minister Amit Shah is on a day-long visit to Bihar today. He will interact with party leaders and workers from 20 districts in Rohtas and Begusarai and discuss plans for the upcoming assembly elections. Mr. Shah arrived in Patna last evening. Mr. Shah will meet the BJP workers from Shahabad and Magad regions in Dehri on Son in Rohtas district this morning. The Election Commission of India, ECI, has started preparations for successful conduct of the Special Investigation Revision 2025 in Delhi. The Office of the Delhi Chief Electoral Officer said in a release that the booth-level officers have been appointed in all assembly constituencies in the national capital, while all concerned officers have been imparted training. Voter list of SIR held in the year 2002 has been uploaded on the Delhi CEO website www.ceodelhi.gov/electoral-roll-2002. The Delhi CEO has urged the people of Delhi to go through the voter list to verify their names. The Election Commission has revised the existing guidelines under the conduct of election rules for the design and printing of the EVM ballot papers to enhance their clarity and readability. The initiative is in line with the 28 initiatives taken by the Commission in past 6 months to streamline and improve election processes and enhance convenience for voters. As per the guidelines, the photographs of candidates will be printed in colour on the EVM ballot paper and the candidate's face will occupy 3/4 of the photo space for better visibility. The Indian benchmark equity indices opened on a higher note today amid positive global cues as the US Federal Reserve eased rates by 25 BPS. The Sensex was up 347 points or 0.42% to trade at 83,041, and the Nifty was up 89 points or 0.35% trading at 25,419 when reports last came in. In Asia Cup T20 cricket, Afghanistan will take on Sri Lanka in a crucial Group B match in Abu Dhabi, UAE today. The match will begin at 8 p.m. Indian time. Afghanistan have to win today's match in order to make at the Super 4. And that is the end of this news bulletin.